The question was asked, if a person made a blessing and they thought they were going to eat one cookie, and then they said they're going to eat another cookie. They thought they'd eat a cookie, and then they said they also want to eat cake. They thought they'd eat an apple, and then they decided they also want to eat an orange or two apples. So do they have to make another blessing? Right? That was the question. In a nutshell.
If they have specifically decided that they are going to eat one kind of right. food and not just amount, they have to think about different kinds of food. Maybe
they thought they'd eat...
So what's another question, actually? What if they didn't know that there is another piece of food?
Okay. So a guy sat down for dinner and he thought he was eating couscous. And then his wife brought out cake. He sat down to eat cake and his wife brought out couscous. So he had a slice of cake, made a mazonot. He thought he was eating cake now. And suddenly his wife brought out couscous. Now couscous is also a mazonot. Okay, same question, same concept. So you want a broad answer or bottom line answer?
Me?
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Bottom line, our assumption is that whenever we make a blessing, it is all-encompassing. So when you make a mezonot, it covers everything that's mezonot. Lechatchila, ideally, a person should get into the habit of having in mind when he makes a blessing that my blessing will cover whatever it can cover. But even if a person did not think that, if a person thought, I'm eating rice now, he didn't think he was going to eat cake. I'm eating couscous, he didn't think he was eating cake or crackers. Unless you think clearly, I don't want this to cover anything else. You have to really think a proactive thought. Notice the difference. It's not that your thought is, the natural thought, I'm making this blessing over the couscous, and you're not thinking you're going to eat anything else. That's what we call neutral. There's negative, where you say, I do not want this blessing to cover anything else. Only the couscous. It's not, I'm not thinking that I'm going to eat anything else, and therefore my focus is this blessing is on the couscous. You can exclude everything else from your blessing. You can make a blessing and say, I don't want this blessing to cover anything else. But we should be in the habit of having the intent that when we make a blessing, it covers anything it can possibly cover. And even if you didn't have that intent, you just have the neutral intent. I'm eating a cake. I don't think I'm eating couscous. I don't think I'm eating anything else. So therefore, I made a mezonot on the cake. And I only had in mind the cake. But it's not that I had that active intention. It should not cover anything else. It's just my intention was on the cake. Well, then the assumption is that the blessing will cover anything else that's mezonot. That's the bottom line answer.